CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Canada, the truckers of Canada. The headlines now in the Canadian press, Toronto, within these hours. Crowd gathers north of Toronto to cheer on trucker convoy heading to Ottawa. First graph. A large crowd gathered outside a mall north of Toronto as a group of local truckers prepared to join a convoy to Ottawa in protest of the federal government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for cross-border drivers. To help me understand this story, which is quite inspiring, and I've seen a couple of videos that are Hollywood-worthy, I welcome Conrad Black, a distinguished biographer, a Canadian, Lord Black of the English Parliament as well, observing his countrymen and women, what appears to be a spontaneous celebration of Canadian patriotism. I see photographs of young men and women waving maple leaf flags, and they're not cheering about ice hockey only. Conrad, a very good evening to you. What is inspiring this protest now, and how does it work that they can drive to Ottawa? Will they get what they want? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, it's similar to various types of demonstrations you have in different fields in the United States where people object to what they consider to be, with good reason, in my opinion, and ridiculous and abusively exact regulations in regard to COVID. These are people, almost all of whom have either been vaccinated or more numerously have had the ailment and are therefore more immune from a recurrence of it than they would be if they had been vaccinated. So they don't, they consider vaccination, one, to be superfluous, and two, to be oppressive of them. And it's complicated by issues at the border. These big trucking operations, or even individual truckers, go back and forth in and out of the United States quite often, and they're hassled as they come back into Canada if they don't have proof of vaccination. So they feel that they are being absurdly inconvenienced and denied basic liberties, as many people feel on the same subject in the U.S. And in addition, they recognize that they have, because they're so essential to delivering goods all around the country, they have a great fulcrum point where they can assert pressure on their own behalf. Because it's like all these, you know, hundreds of ships stalled or anchored off the ports of the West Coast, Los Angeles and so on, the so-called supply chain. These trucks all said, all right, the hell with it. If you're going to bully us like this, we're just going to take a holiday for a month. The consequences would be extremely serious. So, you know, they've kind of mobilized all of the pent up patient feeling in this country where Canadians have put up with all these ridiculous rules, excessive masking rules, excessive social distancing, all kinds of things that we now know have practically no impact, or at least no useful impact, and the shutting down of schools and so forth. I mean, terrible inconveniences and economic losses for no well-defined or demonstrated purpose. I mean, everyone wants to minimize the illness, but not at a prohibitive cost by inefficient methods. And so they're kind of acting for everybody in the country who's, you know, turned away from a restaurant because they don't have proof of vaccination or really don't like to wear masks in places where there's no need for them. And so they become kind of symbolic spokespeople for a cause. And, you know, as truck drivers are, you know, you remember them in the movies portrayed by people like William Bendix and so on. They're tough, opinionated guys. They're sort of like muscular taxi drivers. And they have that rugged individualism that sort of appeals to us a bit, you know.
This is called the Freedom Convoy. It's very large, and sometimes it's been described as 70 kilometers long. We go to one of the drivers. His name is Mike Fabinski from Barrie, Ontario. He says, you want to be vaccinated? Go ahead. Your choice. I don't want to be vaccinated. That's my choice. However, the change in policy is recent. This doesn't date back to the early days of the pandemic. Mr. Fabinski said he's been a truck driver for 20 years, but has not been able to travel to the U.S. since the federal mandate came to effect January 15th, just days ago. the federal government, this is the Ottawa federal government, ended truckers' exemptions to the vaccine mandate 2 weeks ago, meaning Canadian truck drivers need to be fully vaccinated if they want to avoid a two-week quarantine when they cross into Canada from the U.S. So this just happened, Conrad. It's odd that Ottawa would reverse itself when the rest – let me testify, because I call widely around the globe. The English have given up masks. Also, I'm told the restaurants do not challenge you when you come to eat in London. So if London is leading the way, a large, crowded city, of why isn't Ottawa following? Is there an answer?
Not one that is acceptable to me. In my opinion, Canadians have been, at least the Canadian government and most of the governments of the provinces of Canada, have not performed well in this crisis. We were very late getting vaccinated. We were not in the top 40 countries in the world in speed of vaccination and double vaccination. They started out with partnering with China on a vaccine that in the end didn't work. It was a fraud, like a number of things from China, but we needn't get into that. And it's been over-regulation. You know, that we, for a long time, we had public parks closed on the theory that they were health hazards, even though, as you know, you don't have people jostled together close by each other in a large public park. People go there to get a little fresh air and space, you know. And so we had these absurd regulations, and Canadians being English Canadians. Now the French tend to ignore a lot of that, French Canadians, but the English Canadians, in general, kind of put up with it on the theory that, well, if it's in the public good, we'd better do it. But you know, it's just what you said is exactly what's happening. People see tremendous controversy in the U.S. I mean, the administration's trying to maintain a high state of regulation, but there's great resistance to it, including legal resistance. And the British have just shut the whole thing down. Shut down all the anti, the coercive anti-COVID measures, open the country up, send everyone back to school and so forth. The French have done pretty much the same. And so finally Canadians are saying that, you know, we just can't take it anymore, and there's no reason why we should have to. It doesn't work anyway. And these truckers, one, are a kind of highly publicizable group, and two, they're terribly important in terms of as we said a few minutes ago, getting things distributed all around the country. This country is a sort of an east-west operation. It's a big country, but almost 40 million people in the country, but 90% of them live within 200 miles of the U.S. border. So there's a tremendous amount of traffic east and west on the railways and in the trucks. And if the trucks shut down like this, provoked. I mean, they're not doing it in that gratuitous, blackmailing, self-serving way that school teachers do. I mean, if they have to go to quarantine for 2 weeks coming back from a routine delivery in the U.S., that effectively shuts the business down. And if they're going to be treated like this, the consequences are going to be very serious for everybody in the country. And I think the government has made a terrible mistake, and they never should have imposed that rule, which was really the last straw. That's what really got these truckers out and demonstrating with great public sympathy. And some of their spokespeople are very articulate men in that humorous way of a traditional, opinionated, working class guy who knows his rights and states them with a kind of blunt eloquence. I don't see how the government can win this one, and they should just change the rule at once.
Last week, we praised Mr. Trudeau, and will again, for sending a Canadian warship to Europe because of the Ukraine crisis. We also talked about 200 Canadians in Ukraine, and good for Mr. Trudeau. So he's responsive.
Yeah, and he sent them some more war supplies this week, too.
Right. So he's responsive to international affairs. Is he responsible to his own patriots, his own Canadian truckers?
I think he will be. I think he will be. I mean, he's not Douglas MacArthur is a leader of men, but like all politicians, he knows where the votes are. And I think he will come to his senses. I mean, if he doesn't, he will certainly pay a heavy price for it.
And this policy can be reversed as arbitrarily and quickly as it was established, if I understand. That's how he has the power to reverse it. Yes.
Order in council, 5 minutes. He doesn't even have to consult Parliament.
They're wending their way to Ottawa. They've been traveling across Canada. How long is it from driving from Toronto to Ottawa? A few hours?
Well, that's only about 4 hours in a big truck like that. But you know, some of these guys are from Vancouver, so they've been driving for days.
And we expect a celebration. I guess that's what this is. It's called the Freedom Convoy. If you've not if you've not found the videos, go look for them. They're quite fun. I've never seen so many Maple Leaf flags, except for when they win a hockey game. I understand. That's the other time I see it. Conrad Black, a distinguished biographer in Toronto, helping me on a story that's wonderful to have about Canadians moving in one direction for freedom. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.